Letters to Daniel, Volume 6, Letter 431, The Turning Point. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2016, in the first month on the second day of the first month.
Saturday, 2 January 2016, 6 a.m. This last Thursday evening, 31 December 2015, as I was driving to work like usual, I saw a confirming sign that had simultaneous application to two different Rhema words the Lord had given to me previously. One of the Rhema words has to do with something that was about to occur that very night when I would be at work. The other was a word I had received about a year earlier that has to do with me personally. Both had been sent to me from the Lord God Almighty by Angel Gabriel himself. Because I commute to work by myself, this drive is time my angel family and I spend before the Lord. So in one form or another we are always in direct and immediate communication with each other and with the Lord. As I drove off the freeway onto the exit, I began to think about something that Angel Gabriel had communicated with me a little over a year ago. We were sitting outside while I was having a smoke. This was at a different place than the garage that I usually smoke in. I was sitting on the edge of a concrete slab walkway, and Gabriel was sitting behind me a few feet away leaning up against a wall. Suddenly he began to share with me a word of the Lord that had to do with me personally, and which will have profound effect on my life in the future when it comes to pass. It was so strong and alarming that I asked Gabriel to take it back and keep the word safe in his pocket, because I was not prepared to receive such a word at that time. He agreed to this, and has kept this word safe in his keeping until recently when he had to return the word to the Lord, because it was starting to affect him emotionally. But the memory of the detail of the word is still fresh in my mind, and it was this word that I was remembering when I was coming to a stop at the traffic light. There was another vehicle in front of mine that was also stopped, a white Volvo. As I looked up, still pondering the memory of the word, I saw the license plate. It was a specialized plate with this inscription: T-U-R-N-G-P-T. As soon as I saw this, I knew the letters were shorthand for Turning Point. I thought about this for a moment, and knew the Lord was messaging another Rhema word to me about the memory of the previous Rhema word I was just thinking about, which I had received from Gabriel a year earlier. And coincidentally I saw this special message at an intersection where we were both stopped, about to make a turn when the light changed to green. As I was preparing to write this letter, I looked up the definition of the two-word phrase, turning point. Here it is. A time at which a decisive change in a situation occurs, especially one with beneficial results, Mac OS X Dictionary. I also knew this sign had to do with the end of AD 2015 and all of Hell's plans for the future being stopped. See letters 414, 427, and 430, volume 515, which was going to transpire that very night while we were working. Damn. When the personal word part of this confirmation comes to pass, I will let you know. I received this word initially sometime in January of 2015. As far as letter 414 is concerned, I can already tell that the Rhema word in that letter is now being fully and completely enforced. P.S. On New Year's Eve, the Lord gave me a three-part word for 2016. It goes like this. Jesus is God, and He speaks. The Holy Spirit is God, and He leads. Our Father is God, and He loves. Hallelujah. Blessings, R.C. Theophilus.
But I've still got this notion that by faith I can do anything. And it's through faith that I've found we have common ground that is based in Christ Jesus our King. And after the cross, why can't we understand the promise of His love is carved in His hand? And it's Your grace that covers me, Your love that touches me, Your mercy that delivers me. And it's Your patience that teaches, Your Spirit that reaches, Your countenance that shines down on me. Feel the love of God for loved ones. Feel the love of God for said, lying on His deathbed, is all I wish I had was more time with You. If we could take that advice, it surely suffice to make God part of all that we do. And at the end of our lives, what have we achieved? What matters the most is those we've helped to believe. And it's Your grace that covers me, Your love that touches me, Your mercy that delivers me. It's Your patience that teaches, Your Spirit that reaches, Your countenance that shines down on me.